Attending to emergency cases at the St. Teresa Hospital in Nandom has become a serious challenge because the facility has one ward which accommodates both male and female patients. The ward is woefully equipped for an emergency unit. The medical superintendent of the facility, Dr. Robert Amasia, said this when he led the media around the hospital after launching the Golden Jubilee of the facility. Dr. Amasia said the lack of essential equipment at the ward has caused the death of some patients who could otherwise have been saved. Lydia Darlington Fojuo has filed this report.
The St. Teresa's Hospital was established in 1953 as a health center. It was taken over by government in 1966 after transforming it into a hospital. Since the transformation, the facility has not seen any major renovation or expansion. The medical superintendent of the facility, Dr. Robert Ameyisa, said for a hospital which is solely in charge of orthopedic cases in the region, doctors have to manage one theater for orthopedics and general surgeries. He hinted that for the first quarter of this year, the theater has been used to conduct 300 orthopedic surgeries and 393 general surgeries. Dr. Ameyisa said another surgical ward will improve the service of the hospital. Dr. Ameyisa, while lamenting the inadequate theater facilities, revealed that the hospital has one ward that serves as an emergency unit for both males and females. The immediate past bishop of the World Catholic Diocese, Most Reverend Paul Bemile, commended the staff for their achievements over the years and called on benevolent bodies and the government to assist the hospital with adequate infrastructure and logistics.